From the National Press Building in Washington, D.C., this is your Corporate Crime Reporter Morning Minute for Friday, February 14, 2020. I'm Russell Mokhyber. Evenflow touted its big kid boosters as side impact tested without revealing that its own test showed a child seated in its booster could be in grave danger in such a crash. That's according to a report from ProPublica. On its website, Evenflow told parents those tests were rigorous, simulating realistic side impact crashes, which were responsible for more than a quarter of deaths of children under 15 killed in vehicle collisions in 2018. While less common than head-on crashes, side impacts are more likely to result in serious injuries, in part because there's only a door separating the passenger from the intruding vehicle. In reality, Evenflow tests were anything but stringent. The company's tests show that when child-sized crash dummies seated in big kid boosters were subjected to the forces of a T-bone collision, they were thrown far out of their shoulder belts. For the Corporate Crime Reporter, I'm Russell Mokhyber.